The county administrator for Chester County joins us here on Palmetto Mornings. His name is Brian Hester, and he's going to run through a couple of the big headlines coming out of Chester County. And good morning to you, Brian.
Good morning, good morning. You guys.
School is back in session there in Chester County. I know that, you know, you're the county, but the school is part of the county. So far, so good?
So far, so good.
Okay.
And, I heard your last guest, and he was talking about Friday night football, and we're kicking it off tonight, too. And I am. It is almost like Christmas, because it is. That's the time that starts that fall. And then, like he said, we don't say Carolina. We say Clemson.
You know, oh. So. Well, we say that we have to love our Clemson friends.
Yes.
No, I love you guys.
No, but, I know. We do, yeah.
I know. Did you play football in high school? You look like a football player. Yeah,
I did. I played Traveler's Rest Devil Dogs. I was a Devil Dog.
All right.
It's funny. Your intern from Elon is actually got offered a partial scholarship to play football. I wasn't that good, but, you know, back then at Elon. But I ended up, you know, my dream was to go to Clemson. Obviously, I did not play football at Clemson.
Well, they missed out, Brian.
They did.
We're a little biased, but they missed out.
Thank you.
Well, you're great at what you do now, again, as county administrator for Chester County. One of the big headlines coming out of Chester County is this Project Eureka Mills. Mm-hmm.
It is. It's a great project. It's with J.M. Cope, who is a local contractor, and such a great group of people. I really enjoyed dealing with them. But they've taken an old brownfield mill site and something that's been blighted and just grown up for years. There was a ballpark there that was grown up. And they've taken this and done work with our local council of governments to mitigate the brownfield and to get funding for the mitigation of that brownfield. We also gave them some money that we had held on a bond for brownfield cleanup to help with that as well. But what they're doing is going in and cleaning that site up, putting attainable housing in there. And I think there's 70 units approximately that are going in. The really cool part about the project is they're taking the brownfield portion. And there's lots of, you know, when I say brownfield, this is sites that potentially were contaminated and DHEC comes in, it's DES now. They come in and tell you, well, you can do these uses with it if you do these things. And so you might have to cap it, or you might have to bring more dirt in, or you might have to do certain cleanup items. But what they're doing is they're putting solar on some of that old brownfield, which is a great use of brownfield projects because that land can't really be used for anything else. But they take solar, put it on it, and they're going to power these homes with that solar. So such a neat project. I think it's one of the best projects going on in Chester County in general, because not just location, because it's close to downtown and we're trying to revitalize that downtown area and drive people down there, but also with regard to using land that otherwise really couldn't be used for much more. And they're taking an old ball field that's kind of off to one side. There's a couple of ball fields, community fields, for that Eureka Mills area. And they are refurbishing those fields for us as part of this contract. So, and what a great partnership. What a great group to work with. They're doing work for us on our – they won the contract for the Great Falls Visitor Center. And, you know, that's a really neat project going on. And there's another group, the Sherbert Group, that is in Great Falls working to preserve, do some historic preservation, to get some historic preservation tax credits, some old mill site credits. And, everybody, you know, you talk about Great Falls, you talk about Chester, but I think there's so many really good things going on, and there's so many good people that are behind projects that are going to really push. I think in 10 years, hopefully I'm still alive one day. You know, I say that, I don't mean to be morbid, but you know, 10, 20 years from now, I really think you're going to see such a different Chester County. And I mean, it's already different. Let's face it.
Well, those cities you mentioned, Chester and Great Falls, home to huge manufacturing facilities.
Yeah.
The mills.
Yeah.
Of course, we know that industry is gone for the most part in these towns. So all you're left with are these big, beautiful buildings, But what else can you do with them? Like they become eyesores. So to your point, you got to find new life for them. Of course, a similar struggle happened here in Rock Hill. So that's not, you know, this is the plight of so many southern cities that had mills or manufacturing there in the heart of their city. It was the heartbeat for many years. But again, once that industry left, then you're left with these buildings. And you all seem to have found in Chester a fantastic way to use that site again. The brownfield area, and I'm glad you explained that, because we've heard that a lot over our careers, and I don't think I've fully understood it until you explained it now. So congratulations. Yes. 20 years in, and this is the first time I've finally understood it.
But explain like exactly where it is for folks who are familiar with Chester.
So Eureka Mill is kind of between Saluda and York coming out. I call it, let me get my bearings right, because sometimes when I say west, north, but it would be going west out of Chester, out of the downtown area. And it kind of like you're coming towards, to go up 72 to Rock Hill here.
Perfect.
And it's between York and Saluda there. That's the Eureka Mill area. Okay. And there's just, can't miss it. It's closer to the bypass. But you can't miss it because there's a big old smokestack, you know, still up.
And then you mentioned the Great Falls Welcome Center. What's the timeline on that, and where are we along that project?
So we're still in a demolition phase on that. That's an interesting one because, again, anytime you take an old building and you refurbish it, and this is the old Belt Building, and anytime you take a building like that and you start a project of refurbishing, when you start uncovering and tearing things down, even though you do a lot of due diligence on the front end, you're going to find things. And in old mills, we find asbestos and we find lead paint. And so the minute you start to uncover those, you have to stop, you have to mitigate those. And there's always costs associated with that. Now, we have a nice contingency to help move along. But that one is slated to be finished in April, May of next year. But there's always weather delays. There's always things that come up. And we have found so many things. We've taken down walls, and there's burnout structure in there. Somebody just covered back up, you know, back in the day.
they said it's going to be someone else's problem. That problem is today, for sure.
But the thing, when you start talking about historic buildings and brownfields, what holds a lot of people back is, number one, there's a tedious process that you have to go through with DES, and then generally to get funding, because most places you can't afford, without grants, you can't afford to do those cleanups. Mm-hmm. And they can be very time consuming and they take time. But if you don't start and you don't get moving on those things, and we're working on a few others as well. So I think it's important for us to clean those up. Otherwise, they're just going to be run down, blighted parts of our community.
Eyesores that will attract crime.
Yeah.
And Chester County, I mean, you alluded to this earlier, it has come a long way even in the last 20 years. But, I mean, to see where it could go, you know, and like Lucas alluded to as well, it's just kind of the story of our Tri-County area. And I feel like Chester's just going to be right behind where everyone else is.
And I think that's held the city of Chester back somewhat, because this one's on that outskirts. It's in the county. And then they have this old Springsteen mill that's right near downtown, coming out of Columbia Street there. Well, that one has been sitting empty, but we're trying to work on a project with Senator Stubbs, with the city of Chester, and with the county, to where maybe one day we can turn that one into like a rec center for the town, and maybe like walking trails and an outdoor park and some covered basketball courts and some really cool stuff. But if you cap these things, there's not a lot of regulation. That just means you got to put concrete on them, right? Well, we can build on top of the concrete. Yeah. So there's some neat things we can do, and we're looking at doing.
All right. Well, you can follow along what's happening there in Chester County. You can check out their council meetings. They're online. Go in person if you can, and just take a spin one day and drive around Chester to see what is new and happening there in our great county. Thank you so much, Brian Hester, again, the county administrator. We appreciate it, sir.
You're welcome.